old book, The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing. I got a run in today, so I'm feeling good.
Are you feeling more rested compared to last week?
Absolutely. Forgot about last week.
Hopefully, everyone is feeling well rested from their weekends. Happy Monday. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. We have two positive news stories. Those five-star reviews with comments go a very long way in helping us spread our positivity. If you send us a positive news story and leave us a five-star review with a comment, we will send you a t-shirt for
$3.99.
What do you have for your first positive news story?
Let's get it. So I have a woman by the name of Giliana Rancic. Her and her family, they were trying to get rescue pets out of overcrowded shelters and into loving homes for the holidays. The reason why they did this, they actually adopted a dog named Fifi. They adopted her, they were taking care of her, and they realized how much work it is to take care of this pet. And they also realized that there are a lot of overcrowded animal shelters in California. So what they decided to do, inspired by Fifi, they wanted to get a hold of this nonprofit organization that Giliana actually heard of. It's called Wings of Rescue. The nonprofit is dedicated to providing free flights to rescue pets and arrange for 109 dogs stuck in overcrowded California shelters to be flown to the U.S. rescues that have demanded for adoptable pets. This organization is super cool. They don't get a lot of publicity, but Giliana saw what they were doing, got inspired by her pet. So her husband and her son, they made all the phone calls that they needed to do, whether it was in Chicago, Oklahoma, Tennessee, other places in California. They were making all the phone calls to find homes for these pets. And it was pretty cool because this nonprofit actually got this plane. They got these 109 dogs and they made a few stops. And in Chicago, they actually had friends and family that were there to welcome in some of the dogs that were already pre-adopted before they even got there. And I thought the story was really cool because there are a lot of crowded shelters all across America. But even here in Oklahoma, there's a lot of people that are willing to take in these pets if you give them the opportunity to. And Wings of Rescue is giving them that opportunity. So shout out to them.
You buried the lead there, Tim.
I did.
Keep thinking, say it.
I buried the lead. What do you mean, buried the lead?
Yeah, I can say like where it's from, who you got the story from.
Yeah, I got it from GNN. That was the source. The website on it, they had it on there, and I thought it was pretty cool. But that was pretty much it on the source wise. I didn't see anything else on social media for it. I wish I did, but
yeah, we got sent this positive news story.
Oh my gosh, Tim. GNN was the source.
I'm over here like throwing alley-oops and Tim's just...
We got this email. We did. This dude actually loved it. I apologize. I went to the link on GNN and that's how I said that. But yes, we did get this sent into us. And now somebody is getting a shirt sent to them for $3.99. And we appreciate you sending us this story and liking our stories.
The one he sent was from people.com and it said Wings of Rescue as this is their 84,000 animal
that they've gotten on a plane. That's a lot of money. As somebody that just was on a plane to get that many dogs on a plane, wow.
Yeah, but you also have a pet.
Indeed, that I got.
El Capitan?
I adopted him from a shelter like 45 minutes from my house.
45 minutes?
Yeah.
That's probably the longest you've ever drove in your life compared to the rest of your life.
Yeah, no, 5-7 minutes. That's, yeah. If I'm driving longer than 7 minutes, I do get frustrated. I've realized that.
Wow, Tim.
I don't like being in a car, my guy.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks to everyone. We actually have a lot of positive news stories sent to us. We should start dedicating a set day for it here in a few.
Maybe Fridays.
That's a good idea there, sir. My positive news story is about a young man named Anthony. This comes from spectrumlocalnews.com. He is 15 years old and he had a health class. And in the health class, he learned CPR.
Shout out to the health class.
Shout out to the health class. And he was like, it was a lesson until it wasn't. His stepfather was like, oh, it's a normal day. Going to sleep at 9 o'clock. And then he woke up in the hospital because he fell down the stairs because he had a cardiac issue. Speaking of dogs, their dog started barking, alerted the whole family. So pup lifting news with the Positive Truth podcast. And Anthony and his mother, Jennifer, were panicking. Mom called 911. Anthony was like, CPR class. think it's, I can't remember the band name, but it's the
Staying
Staying
Alive.
Alive.
Staying
We
Alive.
cannot, I can't hit that high note. Tim might be able to, but he started doing the little chest compressions to the CPR. He did it for 8 minutes straight
Oh, wow.
until first responders arrived. That's the first thing they said. They said ended up saving stepfather's life because he had a 9% chance of survival and even lower odds of avoiding brain damage, but the CPR kept him alive.
Kept his heart beating, blood flowing, oxygen moving. Wow. How old is this kid?
15.
Man. And this is exactly why every school should make sure these kids know CPR before they graduate. You can save somebody's life and not even know it. He saved his stepfather's life. That's a movie in the making.
Speaking of which, Anthony's mom was so inspired she became CPR certified herself and hopes this story will inspire more schools to teach CPR.
Boom. Couldn't have said it better than better myself. Speak English to him.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for mental health breaks. My daughter said something to me the other day. She was like, "Dad, music is my thing." After I grounded her from drawing on the tablet, she always looks up videos like how to draw whatever character she wants to draw. But she got in trouble at school the other day. So I was like, "Yeah, no tablet for a couple of days." But, "Dad, art and music are my thing." And it made
Well, listening to your teacher is going to be your thing
me. Oh,
then.
absolutely. She almost got me, though. She almost got me because I was like, "It is your thing. Nah, you're grounded. You wait 2 days. Be good at school and you'll get it back." And she was. She actually got 100 on her spelling test that Friday. First 100 she got all year on her spelling test. So shout out to her. But yeah, I love the mental health breaks because she even knows if I don't have that, I'm going to crash out, Dad. So please do something about this. I thought it was pretty cool the fact that she knows that's a distraction for her already at 7. And it made me think about my distractions, which running is one of them. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to run before today's episode. Inspired by the daughter.
Nice. I'm gonna go back to being grateful for the basics. Google Maps, just putting in the address of where you're going, even if you've been 1,000 times to check for traffic, goes a long way.
Shout out to that. Yeah, checking for traffic is an underrated advantage we have in life right now. Because as a kid, we just had to print out papers and just go on a quest, map quest to be exact.
Or just hop on the pegs of the bike.
Oh man, they don't do that anymore, do they? I haven't seen any pegs on a bike in so long.
We're probably last generation.
Sad days.
Bad days. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Yeah, I do, man. I actually locked my phone. So you are enough. You have nothing to prove to anybody. Quotes by Tim.
If only your notes didn't have a quote section in it.
Man.
We appreciate everyone for listening.
Stay positive. Oh, man. Whenever I